A single-payer healthcare bill passed its first legislative hurdle in Sacramento last night. It's one of two new proposals that would dramatically increase access to healthcare for Californians. But CAP Radio's Nicole Nixon says there are differences between the proposals.
Governor Gavin Newsom this week said he wants to give universal access to healthcare by opening Medi-Cal coverage to all low-income residents, regardless of immigration status. It would apply to about a million undocumented people currently in a coverage gap, says Cal State Fullerton public health professor Shayna Charles.
So it wouldn't change anything about anybody's job-based coverage. It wouldn't change anybody's Medicare coverage. All of that would remain in place.
Single payer, on the other hand,
it would affect everybody.
In the so-called CalCare plan, the state would pay for every resident's health care, eliminating private and government insurance programs. It's the type of system championed by progressives like Bernie Sanders, but on a state level. Newsom's expansion for undocumented workers would cost about $2.7 billion annually. It's unclear exactly how much a single-payer system would cost, but some estimates say it could raise taxes for businesses and wealthier earners by more than $160 billion. That tax increase would be enacted through a constitutional amendment, which means CalCare would require sign-off from the legislature, governor, and voters, an extremely high bar. For the California Report, I'm Nicole Nixon in Sacramento.